This week's parsha, Parshas Chukas, begins with the laws regarding the Parah Aduma. A perfectly red cow, perfectly red heifer, was taken and it was shechted outside of the camp. There are actually 9 total of the Parah Adumas during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. It was taken out of the camp and its ashes were used for purifying a person who had become Tameh Mace, a person who had contact with a dead body. So the obvious question is, why does the Pasuk say Zos Chukas HaTorah, that the Parah Aduma is the Chukas HaTorah? Why doesn't it just say Zos Chukas HaTumah, Zos Chukas HaParah Aduma? And the reason is because the Parah Aduma is really the Chukas Kol HaTorah Kulo. Of all the Chukim recorded in the Torah, the Parah Aduma stands out as the quintessential Chok of the Torah. Rashi comments that the Yetzihara and the nations of the world mock us and they say, hey, what's the reason for this mitzvah? Why Parah Aduma? What is this all about? So the Torah says, no, the Parah Aduma is a chok. You don't have a right to question it. You don't have a right to figure it out. And you don't have to explain it to the Goyim or even to yourself. The only reason we keep chukim is because Hashem decreed that we should. Chazal explained that Shlomo HaMelech worked really hard to try to comprehend the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, but even he admitted that he couldn't. The wisest of men said in Koheles about the Parah Aduma, I said I will become wise, but it is beyond me. But when Mashiach comes, Mir Hashem, we will understand the reason for Chukim. Today we don't. We never really fully grasp the true meanings of all mitzvos. Mitzvahs are deeper than we can fathom. And even when a mitzvah is a mitzvah sichlius, when we can understand it, we think, and those might be mishpatim, we could try to understand them, but we really should do them because Hashem commands us to, not because we can figure out a reason why it's good for us. Let's say, do not kill. Okay, we can figure it out, but that's not why we should do it. The main reason that we do a mitzvah is because Hashem tells us to do it. Rav Yerucham Levavitz, the Mir Mashgiach, said that doesn't mean that there aren't any reasons for mitzvahs. Yes, they all have meanings, but we do not have the capacity to comprehend the rationale for many mitzvahs and certainly not for the Parah Aduma. So going back to the first pasuk, Zos Chukas HaTorah, why does the Kohen, who works so hard to keep Tahar and not become Tamei, why does he allow himself to become Tamei, or is he commanded to become Tamei until the evening in order to help another person become clean? The first pasuk says, Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is what the Torah is all about. It's about the laws of the Parah Aduma, which epitomize the mitzvah of V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. Sometimes you need to dirty yourself. You need to make yourself unclean in order to help another person. That's what chesed is all about. It's putting yourself out of your comfort zone, sometimes when it's not easy for you, just to help another person. And this is how we take the lesson that the Torah is telling us. A person needs to become unclean in order to purify someone else. Zos Chukas HaTorah. My husband once had the covet of taking the Mashgiach of Lakewood, who's Rav Nesson Vachvogel, who's no longer with us, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He took him once for a ride, and he said to the Mashgiach, is it true that it seems to me that whenever you do a chesed, it's not as easy as you thought it would be? Is that true? And the Mashgiach thought about it for a second. He says, Ken Zayin, it could be true, but you should never not do a chesed because you think it's going to be harder than you might have imagined. Because chesed is something that we all have to do, and that is what we're here to do, to help other people. So I hope that you have taken something away from the words Zos Chukas HaTorah, that we are here to do chesed, and just like the Kohen does chesed by making himself unpure, so too we have to go out of our way to do chesed for others. Have a wonderful Shabbos.